Very happy to have with us right now the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Jimmy, how you doing?
I am doing good, Vic.
All right, so we got to watch practice today, a couple of practices now since Friday night's game. Want to back it up a little bit to Friday night. I know it's a weird week because we got this other game coming up in a matter of a couple of days in Green Bay. But the opener, kind of what I think we expected. A lot of young people are playing key roles for this team. Young people make mistakes. We saw mistakes.
Yeah, we did. We saw mistakes. And the other thing I think that we could have predicted is that every quarterback that came in following Brandon Whedon would probably have very, very good numbers. Yeah. And they all did. Yeah. I mean, McCoy had good numbers. Seneca Wallace did his thing. You know, he did very, very well. Thaddeus Lewis, and, you know, Vic, I had never seen Thaddeus Lewis play, and I was very impressed with the way he played. And so I think that, you know, even as we got set for that game on Friday night up in Detroit, we could kind of predict that would happen because Whedon would go in. He'd play against their number one defense,
right?
Albeit that they were missing some people, but still it was their number one defense, and a lot of their starters were out on the field. And because of things that happened, you know, he would struggle a little bit. So I think as much anticipation for that game last Friday night, now I think this game becomes very anticipated on Thursday because Whedon and everybody in Browns Nation wants to see him play more and do more.
And do better.
And do better, right.
Because what he did I thought was good. I thought the three passes he completed were exemplary of that skill that he has, the strong arm, the accurate arm, the ability to make the throw from the pocket, to really not have to contort or move himself so far into a place to find the passing lane. For him, the lanes can be seen from the pocket, and he has the arm to deliver it. That 34-yard strike to Travis Benjamin said a lot about what Brandon Whedon can do for this team.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, the ball was right on the button, and, you know, Benjamin has very good speed, and they have a guy that can get that speed and complement it by getting the ball there. He wasn't waiting for it.
No.
I mean, it was a great throw. You're absolutely right. The other thing that I did like was that, and I know that he's a little bit of a gunslinger because he's got a great arm, and when you have a great arm like that, you think you can probably fit the ball anywhere. So he tried to fit the ball into Greg Little, and the other pass over on the sideline to Gordon that the kid Bentley should have intercepted and could have gone all the way with. But I thought that that was Gordon short jumping that route. I didn't think that he ran that route very well.
No.
But the other thing that I liked was when, you know, right after he completed the pass to Massaquoi, when that screen pass wasn't there, he ditched it. I mean, he threw it right into the ground. Live for another down. Don't throw something in traffic that's going to get deflected, and you could possibly turn it over there. So, you know, I think he's very anxious to do more, too, on Thursday.
Oh, there's no doubt. And the other guys, the young guys you mentioned, Josh Gordon, making those mistakes that you would expect from a player who sat out, 18 months, hasn't really been in a football field, and certainly no indoctrination to the NFL beyond what he has gotten pretty much from the start of training camp, still doesn't know what he doesn't know, and still, I think, needs a lot of coaching, a lot of tender, loving care, I guess, from the coaching staff to get there. The other thing that jumps out is the conditions. This was the right place, I think, the perfect place for a young team to open a preseason. And what I mean by that is indoors, noisy place. They didn't maybe have as loud a crowd as they would normally have for a regular season game, but it was pretty loud.
Yeah, it was loud.
It was loud. And so that was a challenge for the offensive lineman, particularly a Mitchell Schwartz at tackle. The wide nine look that the Lions played, putting those guys out there on an island, including Joe Thomas, who had his issues dealing with that. Big physical line to beat up on a younger Browns offensive line.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think it was a great experience for them. I think Pat mentioned after the game that he was very excited to see the tape because he was on the sidelines during the game and said, boy, this tape is going to be very, very interesting to work off of and to try and correct some things. I talked with Mitchell Schwartz on over on Sports Time Ohio for our show last night, and he's a very cerebral kid, but you can tell that I don't think he's going to be the kind of kid that makes the same mistake over and over again. I think he's so into the game intellectually that if he sees it, it's pointed out, hey, listen, try and do this a little bit differently. He already had a pretty good idea what he did wrong, that I think it will be rectified, and he looks for another snap, and he'll handle all situations better. I think the other thing is that they won. And I think that's very important for them. I mean, I really do. Right. They have to learn how to win, you know. And I thought they hung in there and they won the game.
I was going to say made an effort to do so with those backups, but playing with a sense of urgency, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it was notable because by the time it got to those late stages of the game and they overcame an 11-point deficit to win it, not a big deal in the preseason at all to the most of us, but what I sensed standing right by the bench area in those final minutes, the veterans – were urging those younger players. We're into it. They weren't like daydreaming and looking around the stadium. They were looking at the action on the field and encouraging their younger teammates to bring it home. Bring the win home, which is what they did. And I thought that was important. The other thing you talk about, demeanor and body language, and I know we try to play amateur psychologists in this business way too much, but you said Mitchell Schwartz, his cerebral and calm approach. He did not seem like a basket case after that game, even though, again, he had the false start penalty in his first outing.
Mm-hmm.
He had issues trying to just cope with pass rushers. Brandon Whedon's demeanor, too, very calm, connected with, hey, this is what happened. This is how it happened. But I'm good. He didn't look shell shocked.
No, the first thing typically that you see a young quarterback when he comes into the NFL is they bail, right? They bail and they roll out and they run. And you know, Colt McCoy still does that a little bit. I mean, he did it the other night to his advantage. I mean, you know, if you have it, use it.
Right.
Sometimes he gave up on things a little bit too quickly in the pocket. Whedon's not like that at all.
No.
I mean, he stood in there almost to a fault on the one play when he got hit by Willie Young.
Yep.
And the ball came out. I think that's in the long run, that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want somebody that's going to give the play a chance by hanging in there and can get the ball there. So, no, I did not notice any happy feet at all. Nor did I notice feet of stone. I just noticed the calmness in the pocket that he feels it. And he's got his clock, I think, doesn't run out quickly, as they say.
I sense this is a guy who is confident in his ability to hang in there, and they do take some deeper drops. Pat Shermer likes that five-step type of thing with him. So he trusts him to handle that. You're trusting your line to handle that, which was a super challenge in that game. But oblivious to pressure where he keeps his eyes, because there's one of two things happen. A quarterback who is too conscious of pressure, his legs, and looks around where he's going to get hit is not going to make it. A quarterback who's looking downfield when he's back there as guys are coming around him and buzzing around him, that's the guy who makes it. I think he has that going for him.
Yeah, and you were with us that when Pat met with us the night before the game in Detroit, and he said he noticed in the practice down at the stadium the night before, he stood behind Whedon and all of the quarterbacks as they looked over the defensive thing, and he just noticed that Whedon's got vision that can look over the top of everything.
Yes.
Whereas the other quarterbacks, because of a physical height thing, they can't do that. They have to find a lane. Now, Wallace is better at that than McCoy is right now.
Right.
But he said Whedon, that's not in the game at all for him. He can look over everything.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
It's like your TV broadcast partner. Bernie can stand there and look over. You might have to move a little.
That's right.
Just a little.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim, the defense was it was first of all, you go into a game missing, you got to talk about who's not there.
Sure.
And Ataba Rubin, not there. Phil Taylor, not there. DeQuell Jackson, not there. Chris Gokong, not there. Frosty Rucker, not there. Of that group, we know Gokong is not going to come back this season. We know Phil Taylor could miss several games in the first half. The others will be back, but you know, and I know that Scott Fujita, we know, will probably be missing for those first few games as well. But for that particular game, the issues that plagued that team last year, that defense last year, the Browns, stopping the run or dealing with the run, we saw the same thing. But can we say, well, you get DeQuell Jackson and you get all these other guys back there, you certainly get Ataba Rubin back there, it'll be different?
Oh, I think. Yeah, automatically it will be different. And I think what happened to them was the same thing that happens, and we saw it happen to Jabal Sheard a lot last year in the preseason and early in his regular season. You're running by things. You're running pass plays. And I thought that's what happened to them. And it was the same play all the time.
Right.
You know, it was a cutback and nobody was there. Maiava got cut a number of times in the wash, as they say. So I think that, you know, there were some nerves in there. But as the game went on, I really felt that those two kids that they drafted, Billy Wynn, and I thought John Hughes, really started to show up and play pretty well. And I thought the two linebackers that they've been talking about, Robertson and Fort, you know, were everything that they've been talking about them. And they have both
like
very pleasant surprises to them. Now, I'm interested to see, you know, JMJ a little bit more, James Michael Johnson play a little bit more and a little bit better. But, you know, I was very impressed with Hughes and very impressed with Billy Winn. I think that once you get the other pieces, Reuben back in there and hopefully down the road Taylor back in there, now you've got the rotation that you really desire.
It's a tradition of this show after games, even preseason games, to hand out some game balls. These were the four I came up with, and we've posted this on the official Cleveland Browns Facebook page. Travis Benjamin, Jordan Norwood, Sheldon Brown, Colt McCoy.
How do you bad. Very, very good. Yeah.
Who would you?
I'm going to give Brad Smelly a game ball because I think that I think that he intrigues the staff a little bit with what he can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, is he a true fullback? I don't know. Is he an H-back? Yes, he is. Did he do a nice thing down on the goal line? Yeah, he did. He presented himself to Wallace, and he got in there, made that catch. And then I thought he got enough of a block on the touchdown by Thomas in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, he just got a piece, but that's all you need down there. It wasn't a Vickers pancake block.
No, no.
But it was enough to get him into the end zone. I enjoyed watching him.
You know, in a team that has had outstanding explosive return ability and a Josh Cribbs, to see a Travis Benjamin take that one back 32 with the blocking that lined up, set up for him to go down the sideline, and Jordan Norwood's return too. Very notable just to see those two guys. And Sheldon Brown, look, 11-year veteran, you're fighting because you've got younger and faster guys trying to challenge you. He shows that savvy, makes that pick, and McCoy moved the team well.
Yeah, he did move the team well, and I know he was frustrated that he couldn't finish off a couple of those drives. Here's one more thing for you, Vic. I thought the Browns lost a couple of games last year on special teams, and I thought in this game last week against the Lions, they had the better special teams in that game. I thought they got more out of their special teams. The punt game was good. It was good to see Hodges back. The return game was good without Cribbs. Wolford kicks the one through. Dawson does what Dawson does, and I thought they covered everything pretty well.
And you heard Pat say it, too. They could have had a couple of punts down that they didn't,
yeah.
you know, he called them layups that they didn't take advantage of. All right, great stuff. And the other thing, of course, health. Got to get some people back healthy, and that always makes you nervous in the preseason.
Boy, that was frightening. When those guys went down, bang, 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 bang. I mean, that wasn't that. I mean, your neck always just kept turning to behind the play.
My head was
because there was a white jersey down on the ground.
Slam into the desk the table in front of me in the press box because I said, no, this can't be happening.
But it seems like, Vic, it's happening to everybody. I mean, the Packers are really banged up. We go in there Thursday night. They had to cut a practice off last week because they had so many players hurt. A
lot of guys are hurt. Right. And you brought up the Packers. This is a strange week because we're turning around very shortly and heading to Green Bay.
Yeah. So. Now, remember, everybody, I mean, everyone's going to play a Thursday night game this year. So this is part of the reason why I think a lot of people are doing this Thursday night thing to get you in the practice routine for that.
The Thursday mode.
Yeah.
Jimmy, great stuff.
Good to be with you, Vic.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.